Essay, Tokyo, the City of Culinary Dreams, by Steve Ford. At long last, the world is beginning to recognize what Tokyoites have known for ages, namely, the capital of Japan is home to the most appealing collection of restaurants in the world today. At least, that's the word from France's Michelin Guide, the star-struck gourmand's Bible. The guide evaluates establishments based on their food, service, and ambiance. If a place makes the grade, the guide awards 1 to 3 stars. 1 star, a very good restaurant in its category. 2 stars, excellent cooking, worth a detour. And 3 stars, exceptional cuisine, worth a special journey. When the first Tokyo Guide came out in 2008, the city's restaurants garnered a total of 191 stars. The culinary mecca of Paris, in comparison, was deemed worthy of a mere 65 stars. The trend looks set to continue, with the 2009 edition awarding 227 stars to Tokyo. What I find fascinating is that the French guide's look at Tokyo is only the merest glance, no more than a quick wink in the direction of the local food scene. A more comprehensive gander could easily ferret out several thousand one-star restaurants that meet the criteria of being a very good restaurant in its category. Japan is the birthplace of sushi, chankonabe, kaisekidori, and monjayaki, so it goes without saying that one can find venerable masters turning out perfect renditions of these and other Japanese classics here in the capital. The surprise is that no other city hosts such a wide variety of high-quality cuisine from the ends of the earth. While the bright lights and appreciative gourmands of Tokyo have drawn some of the brightest talents from abroad, there are also a number of Japanese cooks who have heard the siren call of foreign kitchens and gone abroad to study, and not just to France. Some of these intrepid culinary voyagers have traveled to Naples to learn how to make perfect pizzas in wood-burning ovens. Another one I know studied Arabic and Turkish cooking and cooks a couscous that would make a Tunisian weep with joy. And still another came back from Thailand to open a closet-sized restaurant underneath an apartment building where he dispensed shockingly good food from the land of smiles. Restaurants and food trends come and go with astonishing speed here, but like one local wag once told me, you can find almost anything in Tokyo if you know where to look. And over the years, without leaving town, I've been able to dine on Belarusian goose, Burmese fermented tea salad, Sri Lankan string hoppers, rice noodles, Romanian polenta, Uyghur fried noodles, Tibetan dumplings, English shepherd's pie, and Mongolian korkog, steamed lamb, to name just a few. If I could just find a New York-style corned beef on rye sandwich, a Mexican taco stand, and a southern barbecue pit, then Tokyo would truly be the city of my culinary dreams.